All right, as promised, we're joined right now by somebody with an amazing resume, but at the Super Bowl, he did in fact request that he simply be introduced as the man who will forever have the title of first guest on the CBS Sports Network Jungle Simulcast. He is also, however, an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. He does appear every Sunday on the NFL Today on CBS. He is Jason Lockenfora. JLC, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. It has been all downhill for me. Personally and professionally, Jim, since that first day on your show, I just have to say.
That's great. Not true,
but great. I definitely peaked that day.
Not true. Not true. All right, Jason. So every day there's something new and frankly something weird or kind of dumb that unfolds with the Antonio Brown situation in Oakland. What was your reaction to Mike Mayock's comments after Brown missed practice yesterday?
My reaction is that you just have to take a step back from this and not obsess. And I know it's hard, especially for Raiders fans, and they've been starved for a winner for a long time, and they, you know, gave this guy a lot of money when they didn't have to sweeten the pot to get him to come there. But the reality is he was always going to play football. He was never going to retire. He would find some helmet that he was willing to go out for 3 hours every Sunday or Thursday or Monday night and play football in, and that will be the case. And he will be back there for good this week, and they will figure something out. There was never really anything else. Now, he's a guy who likes his share of attention, and you've got the Hard knock stuff going on, and so when he's not there right after the bat, after the second preseason game, then that was basically the Raiders saying, okay, enough's enough. We'll put up with a circus and a charade for a while. But, like, we've been through this process now, and if you want to continue to file grievances, that's great, but you need to find some model of helmet that not just the NFL, but the NFL and your union have said is acceptable to wear to best mitigate the risk of injury, and in the case of this sport, potential catastrophic injury. So there's only one outcome here, Jim, and we'll get there eventually, and he's reporting there today, and they'll figure the helmet thing out. But he's got $30 million on the line, and there's really no, you know what I mean? There is no retirement. There is no, oh, they'll give him a five-day letter, and he'll never report, and, you know, we'll – it's just not – he's going to play football for them. And it's go time now, and close enough to go time, that they've kind of put him on notice and said, you know, if you don't want to start getting fines, if you don't want to go down a negative path, then you need to get in here and we'll figure out your headgear and let's try to win more games this year than we did last year.
Right. So bottom line, if you had to say it right now, Jason, what kind of a season do you think that Brown has with the Raiders?
I still think he has something in the tank. Is it going to be what it was 3 years ago? Especially when you start talking about yards per target and yards per reception? Probably not. There may be something to the fact that he's maybe not quite that guy anymore, but 100 catches? I mean, I don't know why that has to stop. You know, I don't know that does stop. And what he can do around the end zone and the kind of touchdown numbers he put up last year, I don't know that it'll be quite that high, but I think you can put him in for 100 catches and double-digit touchdowns. And then, you know, how prolific is the yardage and how many explosive plays are there? Maybe not quite as many as before, given it's a new system. He's learning a new quarterback, and he is getting older, and he missed some time, and there's this foot situation, which we guess is behind him, but with this cat, who knows? But I still think he's a guy who any given Sunday can dominate on the football field.
Jason Lockenfora joins us. All right, so you went to Steelers camp. How different was it, Jason, without Antonio Brown?
It was noticeably different. Without all the – it's not just AB, but it's his entourage, the social media guy, you know, his nutrition guy, the Brazilian dude who you met on South Beach who would run around with, like, his own sort of mixture of some sort of liquid concoction that he would be handing to AB on the sidelines. It's the, is he going to be there today or isn't he? You know, is this going to be a bad day with him and Ben or isn't it? Just all that. And remember, that whole subplot was unfolding last year. And he had already gone AWOL, what, a week or so into training camp. And they also had the Le'Veon Bell circus. And is he going to report or isn't he? And would he really sit out a whole year? And, you know, you had the whole team and the offensive lineman saying he's going to be back week one. And then he's like, nope, joke's on you. And then they raided his locker. You know, like, it's just the culmination of all that sort of negative energy and mental and emotional baggage. It's not an excuse for how they fell apart last year, but I do think there's some addition by subtraction, and I am buying the fact, and I wasn't, frankly, when I went into their camp. I was a skeptic, but I am buying the fact that, like, at the end of the day, the net yardage in the passing game, the net yardage in the running game, and the overall touchdown scored on offense probably won't be that different from years past. It'll be spread around differently. The pie chart will look different, but the gross overall numbers, I think, will be pretty similar.
GLC in midseason form joining us again. Jason, Josh Gordon was reinstated on Friday. What was your reaction to that news, and exactly what does that mean?
Well, I mean, look, everything with Josh Gordon is temporary, Jim. He has a unique and sordid history with the NFL, and, you know, it's substance abuse policies, and he's at a stage of the program where it doesn't take much, a diluted sample, a weird test, a missed test, whatever, for him to once again have his career in jeopardy. So it literally is day by day and play by play when it comes to Josh Gordon and his future. But, you know, it does show that he, you know, from the time he sort of stepped away last year, clearly has done enough on a personal and emotional and mental level to get, you know, the NFL to allow him to come back and to get the buy-in from Belichick and McDaniels and those guys. And I can just tell you, they love him as a human being. And they look at the struggle he's facing as a disease and addiction and something that is daunting. You know, no one makes light of it. No one thinks it's, you know, oh, can he just put the pipe down or anything like that or whatever, or can he just stay away from this person or that person. You know, they look at it as something that is much deeper than that. So they stood by him and tried to make sure he was getting the best care he could get holistically all the way around while he was away. But can he stay on this path? I don't know that anybody knows. But I do know what they think of him as a human being and what they think he can contribute. And, you know, if there is a happy ending to come of this, then I think that would be a great thing. But the way that policy is set up, it is very easy to go astray.
We're spending a few more moments with Jason Lockenfora, NFL insider at CBS Sports. Jason, you've spent some time around the Ravens during camp. Mm-hmm. What differences are you seeing between Lamar Jackson as a rookie and Lamar Jackson right now?
Massive. He is the voice of that team. He's the face of that team. He is the leader of that team. And the fact that he's only played, you know, whatever it was, you know, six regular season games and a playoff game or whatever, that doesn't matter. They know that everybody's future is tied to him. Both sides of the ball, special teams, veteran, rookie, doesn't matter. Everybody is all in on Lamar Jackson, and he hasn't hid from that, and he has embraced that, and he embraced it when he was away from the facility, and he embraced it when he was at the facility. And you see it in how he handles himself. You see it in how people gravitate towards him. You see it in what people whisper about him, not just what they say when the cameras are on. And then you see it on the field, Jim. You see it at practice, and you see it in these preseason games. They've done so much rudimentary work with him, everything from literally his toes through his core to his hips, how he swivels, how he turns, any little intricate minutia. They were going through basic drills to make sure that for this system, everything became rote and muscle memory to him. And it certainly looks that way. Everything from how he holds the football to how he delivers it to how he follows through to where his feet are to where his eyes are and his shoulders, I think it's all a marked improvement from a year ago. He throws a tighter spiral with much more consistency. He's comfortable. I think Greg Roman is a great coordinator and play caller for him. And you haven't even seen the real offense yet. So they will have plenty of tricks up their sleeve, and they'll have an incredible volume in the run game, and they'll also be much more robust than what they tried to do in the passing game this year as well.
Jason Lockenfora, an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. You can see him every Sunday on the NFL Today on CBS. JLC, I'm looking forward to seeing you in New York soon. Great to have you back, and thank you so much.
Can't wait, buddy. Always my pleasure. Thank you.
You're the man. Jason Lockenfora is so good. Love JLC.